You're listening to Lake Effect on 89.7 WUWM. I'm Audrey Nowakowski. Wisconsin voters made history in November by electing the first Asian American to the state legislature. Francesca Hong is a chef and restaurant owner. She was elected to represent the state's 76th Assembly District, which covers a portion of Madison. She spoke to WUWM's Latoya Dennis about the work that lies ahead. She begins by explaining her feelings about being elected.
I am both incredibly motivated, grateful, and terrified at the same time.
What are you most grateful for?
The opportunity. I think it's so important to build opportunities for all of our communities right now. And the fact that I have one and have been so supported in this opportunity is beyond humbling. And I think the fact that I've been able to meet so many people, you know, via Zoom, it makes meeting people actually incredibly efficient and connect with them in a time where connection is so needed and yet so lost. I am just grateful for that opportunity and to hear about, you know, what people in the community are doing to build resilience and to really navigate these times. I think it's so important for people in leadership, especially when it's elected officials, to be hearing directly from their community and implementing some of the strategies that you know, our community has created, you know, whether that be in the small business or in nonprofits or what neighborhoods are doing. It's our job as elected officials to try to implement that in government to make it more functioning and serve people better. So I am grateful for that opportunity and for all of these opportunities of connection.
So what have you heard from talking to people thus far that you'd like to put into practice at the state level?
I want people to be able to feel like they can hold their elected officials accountable to create more equitable opportunities for all communities. Because right now, so many of our communities aren't able to participate in the ways that they would like to. For example, I know that in the small business community, like so many other communities right now, you know, equity is an issue. In restaurants in particular, haven't really ever talked about anti-Blackness or the fact that we as businesses with opportunities to feed people can't really just look at ourselves as a business anymore, that I think we have a responsibility to do more and to look at our hiring practices and look at who has opportunities to open restaurants and thrive in them. And so I think, you know, communities are asking elected officials to look at the conditions that are driving inequality and how between, you know, small business development and in nonprofit sectors or even in government sectors, we need to be thinking critically about changing these conditions. And that's going to come with a lot of uncomfortable conversations about who's getting money and funding. And so, you know, communities, I think, are really demanding that elected officials advocate and amplify that message and that they are seen and then they are heard. And it's my job not only to amplify those messages, but to make sure that leaders in the communities have an active role in the conversation when it comes to decision making, and that, you know, they are feeling like, because I know a lot of especially leaders in communities of color are being brought into a lot of conversations, but I don't know how many of those conversations are leading to actionable next steps. And so the accountability factor here is to make sure that elected officials can ensure that there are next steps, that there are next actions, and that we are looking not only at changing the conditions to make our communities more equitable, but that our communities have a larger voice.
Now, it's interesting that you use the word equitable, because that doesn't necessarily mean that everyone has access to the same things.
I use equitable and because I think there's a difference that we don't always talk about between equity and equality. And it's an opportunity and access problem. And we don't often see as the different conditions, you know, when people talk about systemic racism, I don't know if we go further into you know, the practices of that in our neighborhoods. And so whether that, and you have to look a lot at the history of how neighborhoods are zoned and created, to what's going on in terms of who's placed near harmful environmental conditions, you know, what's what's affordable and what's not in certain areas of the cities, who has access to be able to open their own business and where. You know, I'm talking to a lot of different business owners who what we have found is that, you know, especially in the restaurant industry, there are people who have different relationships with financial institutions and their landlords. And you're seeing a lot of Black, Brown, Indigenous, and Asian business leaders who are unable to create better relationships with their white landlords. And I think that's a conversation we have to have about, you know, how that discourages opportunities for people to thrive economically and run the businesses that they want to in their way. So it's absolutely a conversation about access and opportunity. But I think beyond that, we have to make sure that we're talking about that access being a right and not just a condition that we're looking at.
When we began this conversation, you said you were grateful, terrified, and motivated. What's motivating you?
I'm motivated because, you know, a restaurant owner and a chef to win an assembly seat in and of itself was motivating to me to have more representation, to have actual voices of working class people. And I know that I am an employer, but because I own a small business doesn't mean that I am rolling in the dough. Restaurants are not that industry. And if you're in the restaurant industry for money, you're in the wrong industry. Because for me, it's always been about community, and my community was harmed. Our community was harmed. And so, you know, I felt motivated to increase participation and visibility and representation. And I had a community that backed me on all of that. And so now I'm accountable to make sure that everything that I talked about, you know, is I want people to hold their elected officials accountable. I want people to believe that power in this country can be held accountable.
Now, when you talk about your community, who exactly are you speaking of?
The restaurant community and the service industry workers who were pivotal in helping me stay motivated and you know, talking to so many different service industry workers who had lost their jobs, whether they be servers or bartenders, cooks or dishwashers, you know, issues that they were having with unemployment, issues that they have with rising rents in this city. You know, that service industry community is incredibly important to me and their families. I also have a growing relationship now with the Asian American community and the Asian community, and then reaching out to leaders who represent other communities, whether that be an activist community that's growing here in Madison, to, you know, grassroots organizations.
Now, you said a growing relationship with the Asian American community. One, you are the state's first Asian American elected to the legislature. What does that mean to you? And two, what do you mean when you say a growing relationship?
For me, growing up in Madison, I had very few Asian friends. I had very few Asian American friends. And to be honest, I don't think I really went out of my way to make Asian American friends. You know, there was a code switch episode the other day about, you know, Asian Americans being probably the largest demographic to have interracial friendships. And that's due to our proximity to whiteness and really feeling compelled to assimilate more so than others. And I think I had privileges to be able to do that. But what that actually did was put me in a perpetual state of wondering what my identity was. And becoming the first AAPI elected to the state assembly, I think, is really one of the first times that I am proud and stand with my Korean American identity. And I think that resonates with a lot of Asian Americans in the community. And so when I say I have a growing relationship, it's because I have a lot of work to do to build trust with Hmong leaders, with Asian students on campus, with and really seek out other leaders in the smaller Asian community, but that, you know, no understanding that we have a growing demographic. My racial identity serves me in a way that it is going to help me foster these relationships with leaders in Asian communities. And I hope that it also allows people to see that we do not have to be defined in one way, that you know, our identity as Asian Americans is fluid, and we have we can be agents of how we define that. And so for me, representation matters, but it comes with responsibility. And I think if anything, I'm more grateful because it's helped me clear up my own and think critically about my racial identity.
Representative Francesca Hong is the first Asian American elected to the Wisconsin legislature. She spoke with WUWM's Latoya Dennis.